This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Ah, oh, we're back on a Hurts Day. WIP afternoon show. With Ike and Spike and Fritz. Ike, how you feeling, brother?
I'm feeling pretty good, brother Spike. Happy Hurts Day. Last night, not the ideal ending to the game, but what a start to the game.
Oh,
Jackie
yeah.
Baseball, hope you can explain this at some point today. Holla at your boy.
Stephen Kwan just hit a home run. I think we need to start chants at CBP. Kwan and Classe. Kwan and Classe. Come on, man.
I would love that.
Bring him home, Dave. Land the plane.
Now, is the Yankee series here or is it there?
It's in there.
Oh, yeah. Okay. I was going to say, do we have enough fans here during
Get
a Yankee series?
Get the fans of Philly guys. To
well, they are. Yeah. They're going there.
I know. Were they seven bus loads, you said?
Hold on. We're not going?
It was five. No, we're not going.
You don't want to go back to your old... You don't want to walk in your hallowed grounds with your little Jeter hat on and tip cap? You freaking
you
fraud.
Respect hat.
All right. At least it's not Met stuff. Yankee stuff
Yet,
is safe.
Who knows?
No. Hey. A little bit of respect.
A little bit.
A little bit. Eagles practice training camp continues today. Elliot Shore Parks will join us at 4 o'clock with an update on the stats. And an all-time NFL player took a direct shot at Elliot Shore Parks. And we have to ask Elliot about that at 4. Just a guy I did not expect to take a shot at Elliot. I didn't know he'd wade in these waters. But that is big. We will talk to Elliot about that at 4. So it is Eagles training camp, second day of practice. And ever since the Eagles won the Super Bowl last year, what everybody has been talking about is like, oh, this is going to be 2. It's going to be 3. It's going to be 4. Starting with this year, everybody talking about repeating. I know the Eagles are not talking about repeating. They're not even looking at it this way. But the fans are. So I ask you, Ike, do you expect the Eagles to get to the Super Bowl this year, or do you hope they do? Because I think those are two different things.
Well, they are. They are two different things.
You can have both of them, but you could also just have one or the other.
So hope sort of says you don't really believe.
Yes.
That they're going to get there.
Right.
You're hoping
that
they get there.
You hope, yes.
So I want to make sure I separate myself from that as far as I can.
So I know which way you're going.
Yeah. I mean, expecting to get to the Super Bowl is exactly where you should be as an Eagles fan. No ifs, no ands, no buts. It's as simple as that. This is where we are now as a sports community. The idea of, why can't it be us? Or when will it ever happen for us? Like, that's over with.
Well, the woe is me stuff is over.
Yeah, like, that's for over sure. with. This is more of a championship DNA type of sports community. That's what we expect. That's what our team should expect. And that's the expectation we should place on our teams. Forget about anything else. No. That should be the expectation. We have one of the best rosters in football. We have arguably the most stacked offense in football, and that includes the quarterback position. Yes, that includes the quarterback position. When you put all of our spots together, I don't know if there's a collection of talent in the NFL that can rival what the Eagles have on the offensive side of the ball. And then we have a defensive maestro. That's the coordinator. that took the last place defense in the league 2 years ago and took a bunch of young guys and some wily vets, brought them together, and they became the number one defense in the league last year, and which led to a Super Bowl championship. And then, quite frankly, I think you got one of the most dangerous weapons in all of football in Saquon Barkley. Like, that's what you have. So when you have that at your disposal, you hope for good health. That's what I'm hoping
yeah,
for.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
That's
obviously
what I'm hoping for.
Yes, yes.
Expecting to be playing in the final game of the season for a second consecutive world title, that's where your mindset should be. That's where the Eagles players' mindset should be, and it shouldn't be settling for anything less. That's where we are as a fan base.
215-592-9494. It is a Tell the Truth Thursday, because this is one of those days where I feel like we could get a lot of chest thumping, like we just did with Mr. Reese over there. A lot of chest thumping.
I just gave you facts. I just gave you what it is.
There. A Tell the Truth Thursday. Do you expect the Eagles to be in the Super Bowl? And I'm not going to say win, because, you know, who knows once you get there. Mm-hmm. But do you expect the Eagles to be in the Super Bowl, or do you hope that they'll be in the Super Bowl? I think it's hope. And I do hope they're in the Super Bowl, but I think even the organization has treated this offseason like a hope we're going to be in the Super Bowl. I think the first thing that you have to talk about is just how difficult it is to repeat or even to get to the Super Bowl again. Most times, we keep talking about the Chiefs and we talk about the Patriots, but most teams are not the Patriots and most teams are not the Chiefs. Mm-hmm. Even the really, really good teams. You know, we've mentioned this Seattle Legion of Boom Seahawks, you know, in relation to this team. That was a really, really good team for a stretch there. They won one Super Bowl. Mm-hmm. Like, they won one Super Bowl. The Ravens won one Super Bowl. The Rams, that was a great team, won one Super Bowl. So the odds that they're going to do it again, just when you're looking historically, very small. And then when I look at how they have treated this offseason, with the talent that they have let go and with the commitment to this year, which I don't disagree with, to developing young players. And you don't usually go into a season where you're expecting to be in the Super Bowl. You're saying, well, I'm going to develop a cornerback, and I'm going to develop a safety, and I'm going to develop a linebacker, I'm going to develop an edge, I'm going to develop another edge who was playing safety 3 years ago for Colgate or wherever the hell Jalix Hunt was playing. So I think that the team has almost shown you that they'll be in the mix and they'll be a really good team. Mm-hmm. But this, I don't think this is an expect they're in the Super Bowl year. I think this is a hope they're in the Super Bowl year. And that's why I'm saying it's a Tell the Truth Thursday.
Yeah, we're telling the truth.
Well,
I don't know why we wouldn't expect it.
I just explained it because it's hard.
That didn't convince me.
All right. Okay.
Well, everything is hard.
Well, that's a good point. Jack.
I took a needle in the ass.
Well, even that. Jack, do you expect or hope they'll be in the Super Bowl?
Hold on, I got to go cut some audio real quick.
Yeah, okay, all right.
Awesome.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right, I'll let you do that.
Yeah, all right. But like, obviously, it's ridiculous to expect them to go back to the Super Bowl. Like, it would be great. I think we'd all take it. But I just think that we got to take it down a notch. I think this is a big take it down a notch Thursday. We're getting ahead of ourselves. Just let the season play out and hope that they're in the Super Bowl. Don't put that kind of expectation on this football team.
Wow.
No, yeah. Let's lower the expectation.
Yeah, that sounds like a weak version
of what
I said.
That sounds like a Phillies fan.
Yeah.
It is.
Well, it did sound like a Phillies fan.
Right? Let's lower the expectation. Don't expect them to do anything.
Happy to be here, Fritz.
And we'll see what happens in tennis.
Yes, we'll get to that. We do have a next question today. We have four tickets again to the Philadelphia Eagles training camp public practice, which is Sunday, August 10th, 6 o'clock at Lincoln Financial Field. The event benefits the Eagles Autism Foundation. So when you call up with your sports point, we will ask you next question. Today, Hulk Hogan passed away at 71 years old. Hulk Hogan, one of the greatest wrestlers of all time. I would say for me, the greatest wrestler of my lifetime. Certainly not technically the greatest wrestler, but...
Oh, definitely not technically.
Not technically, but in terms of what he brought and star power and all that sorts of thing, and the two runs he had as normal Hulk and then NWO Hulk. So for next question today, we will simply ask you, what was your favorite wrestler? Could be a current wrestler, could be a past wrestler. Now, Jack, I always go to you first, but
you
hate wrestling.
Well, what you just said was so nauseating. Like,
what?
Oh, remember second run with Endo? Like, what are you, four? Like,
no,
I just,
it was
wrestling
amazing.
Pro wrestling is like the lamest. I still can't believe people care so much about it.
Well, then I'm not letting you give an answer.
Stone Cold,
No,
when I was eight,
no,
Stone Cold Steve Austin.
I didn't want you to ruin it.
I don't care. I don't care.
Well, you ruined it.
Like, oh my god. Ooh, we turn heel?
No. It is, but it is part of your childhood. Yeah, Hulk Hogan was part of my childhood.
Yes, not these adults.
Well, I'm not talking about adults.
I know, but you sounded pretty locked in.
Well,
NWO, remember his second run there?
Well, the NWO was still young. I think it was in college.
They're not a rap group.
No, that's NWA. Ike, favorite wrestler. Yeah.
Well, Hulk was one of my favorite wrestlers, yeah, but since you took him already.
Yeah. Well, I didn't take him. I mean, he's the point.
Oh, he's the reason
of
the question. Yeah. That's right.
You could
pick the breaking news sounder.
Yes. Yeah. Yes.
Man, which one do I want to choose? I got so many of them.
Yes. There's a lot.
You know who I'm going to go with? I'm going to go with Dusty Rhodes, man.
Oh, Dusty Rhodes, the American Dream.
Yeah, man. The American Dream.
Yeah, he was Dusty. Now, he was in the...
He was in AWA.
And then NWA.
Then NWA, yes.
Not the rap group. The National Wrestling Alliance, yes. And then I think he ended up in WWE.
He wound
eventually.
Up going over there, yes.
Dusty Rhodes was a great one.
Yes. I was more of a NWA, WCW.
Well, yeah, you had to.
Yeah, I was more of that.
When you got really into wrestling, when you were like 12 or something, you were really into wrestling if you watch the NWA and then WCW.
Cage matches, blood.
A little blood, yeah. My favorite guy, and I've told the story about him assaulting my father once, but Rowdy Roddy Piper is...
Oh, Rowdy Piper.
Now, he was a good wrestler, but on the mic, there was nothing better than Piper's Pit. There was nothing better than Rowdy Roddy Piper. Yeah. So Rowdy Roddy Piper was my favorite of all time.
Yeah.
All right, 215-592-9494.
Why would you ever go... On
Piper's Pit.
Man.
Yeah, you know what's going to happen.
Beat up.
Yep, yep. You know what's going to happen. Dude been wearing a skirt. Cool. You know?
He was the first one I seen one on. Yeah.
All right. 215-592-9494. It is Tell the Truth Thursday. Do you expect the Eagles to be in the Super Bowl or do you hope? And we want you to be honest.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Escape the heat to True North Convenience Stores and get any size True Oasis Fountain Drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi Fountain Drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
It's time for MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run, the official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Host a local event and give kids in your community a chance to compete in the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 MLB World Series. Sign up for free at pitchhitrun.com.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
And next question today for four tickets to the Eagles public practice. What is your favorite wrestler of all time in honor of Hulk Hogan today, who passed away? Corey in Columbus starts us off. Whoa. Corey, you're on WIP.
Hey, yo, my people, how we doing? Look,
what's up, Cole?
You know, once again, people like to dabble, use my name all the time when they call up here.
We're starting with this now.
You know what I'm saying? You know, like, oh, you gotta, you can only be on the afternoon show. I can go to any show and be the top. I don't want to be the show host. You know what I'm saying? I'm dedicated, you know, to my show. I don't want to be passed around, you know, the show guy, the show ho. I don't need to be the show. I'm the show. Hey,
oh, no.
They brought me here to show. Hey, I'm the star, you know.
Oh, no.
I give you your respect, you know, but it's like every day is something. You went to the morning show. Beat the hammer. They set it up for you. Gave you the question, the topic, all that. You went open game. We still waiting for you to get one right. You know what I'm saying? Also,
just to be clear, Corey is talking about Chuck, not me.
Also, yeah. Look. Bryce Harper, you know, you was the Make-A-Wish guy playing around. Look, I broke bread with the guy. His wife, Kayla, you know, I knew him, went to school with her, all that. So, you know, I had plenty of conversations. So, you know, you don't got to Google me, Christopher Columbus, you know, Corey from Columbus, whoever, Corey from Kentucky. I don't care. I'm cool with who I am, you know. You the one that's jumping around trying to, you know. But let's get to the topic at hand.
All right.
Hey, look. Do I expect us to go to the Super Bowl? Of course, man. Hey, listen, and I'm gonna need some money because all this Michael Jordan moniker going around, I know a guy who was calling Michael Jordan before he was even signed to Jordan Brand.
He was.
You know, I know a guy that was giving him the name Michael Jordan way before he was doing the hell to bounce with the wall. You know what I'm saying? I saw it. You know, I foreshadowed it coming. So, you know what I'm saying, Jalen, you know, Nicole and whoever, I just need my, you know, my. I take my
you're
little,
to get
you know,
5%, yes.
$200. Yeah, I take it, you know.
Man, 5% of nothing is,
I expect the Super Bowl. Like, I get where Spike is coming from. It's hard to repeat. But it's like, we still got the most talented roster. And by my opinion, what's funny is that ESPN ranked the Ravens as the best roster. So,
yeah, you know, how is that?
I don't get that either.
So Jalen got all this talent. If this other guy that got the best roster, I want to hear no excuse. Because y'all told us they got the best roster. So if he go home round one, round two, I don't want to hear about no talent, none of that. So I expect it because, I mean, like, we got the most talented team. I know it's hard to get back. But it's not like you got to go through the Big Four and the AFC to get back. You got to beat Dak. You got to beat Brock Purdy, Jaden Daniels. Like
the Rams, the Lions.
The Rams. Yeah,
good teams.
I'll give you the Rams. That's it. I'm not giving you Jared Goff and Goof. And all. I'm not giving you them because we still
don't we play the Lions.
We do play the Lions. Yes, because remember we talked about that maybe being the opening game. Yep.
Heavy hitters on the schedule this year. You know?
It's a difficult schedule.
And we had a difficult schedule the past, you know, 3 years. Every year, you know, we come out victorious with this schedule. So, you know, as long as, you know, we got the quarterback, Michael Jordan, the running back, the two receivers, and Vic Fangio, I'm good.
Mm-hmm.
I'm good. That's mm-hmm. all I need. You know what I'm saying? That's all I need. Give me those five, and let's go play football.
All right, Corey.
And all I got rest, my guy. Look,
yeah, your favorite wrestler.
Right here, this is the best moniker, the best gimmick in the history of pro wrestling. It's the Undertaker.
Oh, that's a great one.
Oh, you're an Undertaker guy?
Dude.
The best. Hey, we really thought this man was dead and was coming back. Like, we thought this dude was raising it out the grave, like, what?
That's dude, Corey, funny thing. So my wife loves wrestling.
Okay.
She loves wrestling.
Okay.
My son do too, so I'm into it too.
And she loves The Undertaker. And
okay.
One of, like, she, so we went to see, I think we went to Raw at the center one night, mm-hmm. and Undertaker was not supposed to be there. And dude, out of nowhere, the lights go out and the music starts.
Right.
I have never, and I know the jokes write themselves here, I have never seen my wife happier than when the lights went out and the Undertaker music started than she was at that moment. It was like she was a little kid, man. The bell, yep.
Chris don't know where to go with that.
All right, Corey, yeah. Dude, she loved it. She loved it. It was quite a moment.
So, just to recap this household.
Yeah.
Disney adult.
What's that?
You guys are Disney adults
We're not
and
Disney
wrestling
adults.
Heads?
No, wow. Not wrestling.
Interesting.
It's not Disney adults either.
Not? We didn't go to Disney World.
Yes, but we were not Disney adults. There's a, like, that's a huge
you
leap.
Keep trying to say,
I mean, but you had a good
there.
Time, and you said you would go back.
Yes. Multiple times.
But I'm not, like...
And you wore Mickey Mouse ears.
No, we didn't wear Mickey Mouse ears. And to me, a Disney adult, this is... Look, and I'm not insulting the Disney adults anymore.
Well, Turtle's a Disney adult.
Okay.
Here, I think Turtle goes every year.
Yes. When you his wife, I believe, is a Disney person.
Yeah.
When you start going every year, Disney adult... When you start wearing matching t-shirts, Disney adult. When you have themed birthday parties, Disney adult. Like, that stuff is the Disney adult stuff. Not, hey, we went and we would go back. I think there's a there's okay. definitely like a line.
All right.
And I haven't watched wrestling. The thing if wrestling's on, I'll leave it on for a minute. Mm-hmm. The thing that started happening with wrestling probably 15 years ago is there's so many shows during the week and there's so much content.
Right.
I can't keep
it's
up with it.
It's hard to keep up with what?
Yeah. It was like when my wife and I would watch The Bachelor and Bachelorette. Mm-hmm. Yeah. There was too much content. I couldn't keep up with it. I couldn't watch all. I don't have enough time to watch all the wrestling that goes on right now.
When I was a big wrestling fan, it was once a week.
It was Saturday morning.
Yeah, Saturdays. That's when it came on.
And house shows and three pay-per-views a year? You know, you would have Royal Rumble, WrestleMania, mm-hmm. Survivor Series.
Oh, man, Survivor Series.
It's like there's too much going on. All right, 215-592-94. I knew Corey was going to say that he expects to win the Super Bowl. And I don't expect Corey. I actually think Corey's being honest. But this is a tough.
So am I.
Well, yeah.
Yeah, I am being honest.
You I'm suspicious of. I'm suspicious of you just like I'm suspicious of Jack. You both have agendas. I'm the only guy on the show that doesn't have an agenda. I'm the only honest one here.
Many people say that.
Yeah, 215-592-94-94. Do you expect the Eagles to go back to the Super Bowl, or do you hope they go back to the Super Bowl? And they tell the truth Thursday. And next question today, based on Hulk Hogan, who passed away today at 71 years old, who was your favorite wrestler of all time? All right, coming up next, there was a development in Fritz versus DeCamera today, a large development. Jack sort of took things into his own hands, took his destiny into his own hands, went after DeCamera. I thought it was interesting. And we have the tennis match coming up next Tuesday at noon at FDR Park. So we'll get into that next. This is the WIP Afternoon Show with Ike, Spike, and Fritz. It's the WIP Afternoon Show with Ike, Spike, and Fritz. Twitter question is brought to you by Mark's Jewelers. For the best selection of diamonds to fit every budget, visit the home team at Mark's. Experience the difference at marks-jewelers.com. Twitter question, Ike. Do you hope the Eagles make the Super Bowl, or do you expect them to? What do you think the results of the Twitter poll are?
I would imagine expect.
I would as well.
Now, how much? I'm going to go in the high 70s.
Well, you want to give me a number?
Let's go 78.
How about this? 60.8% say hope.
Oh, wow. Wow.
That's
a shocker.
That is a... So I'm trying to figure out... I'm trying to figure out the mentality of that, right?
Right. That's not my mentality.
No. So is it people saying they won last year... I'm sort of like giving them a pass on this year.
Right.
Is it a lack of confidence? Because when we talk to people every day, the confidence to me, it could not be higher, right?
Right?
Like every time something happens, Josh Sweat leaves, it'll be fine. Darius Slay leaves, it'll be fine. CJGJ leaves, it'll be fine.
Right.
You know, like all these things, it'll be fine. It'll be Saquon had 507 touches, it'll be fine. Doesn't matter.
Yeah.
Every person we've talked to has been super, super confident. This isn't the way I expected the poll to go.
Yeah, I don't know what that is.
Yeah.
I'll just classify it as sort of a coping mechanism where you're trying to set up a soft landing.
In case it's not the way you want it to be?
In case it doesn't. Yeah. I'm all for being disappointed. I'm all for leaving myself open to be disappointed because I know, at least with this team, get on a little bit of a soapbox here.
Okay.
At least with this team,
I'll take a seat.
They have delivered more often than not with this regime, right? They've gone to the playoffs every year.
Yep.
They've gone to two Super Bowls. They bounced back after having a disastrous ending to the 2023 season where we felt like, oh, we may have missed our opportunity. Are we ever going to get back to the Super Bowl? Well, you know what? They bounced back from that and won the Super Bowl the following year. They have allowed me to think about the unthinkable and imagine it.
Like winning back-to-back Super Bowl.
Yes. Yeah. Yes. I'm out of the mindset of, oh, we got one. It's our second one. I'm okay if we're not good for the next couple years. Maybe we'll reload in the 3 or 4 years and we'll have a shot again. That may end up what happens. That's not what I'm expecting. This is our time. Kansas City had its time, right? And God bless them. They went to 5-1-3. I'm not saying they'll never win again, but the era of them dominating, that's gone. We're here. And this is our era. We're young. They're in the, you know, they're young. Not even all the team hasn't even reached their prime yet.
Well, your point about the Chiefs, I think, is an interesting one because they could win another one. They could reload, all that sort of stuff.
Sure.
But what usually happens is you have a core of players that you have a 3 to 5 year window on that core of players. And that is your best chance. Now, the difference with the Patriots is having Tom Brady and having Bill Belichick and being able to rebuild and rebuild and rebuild and have such a difference maker, a quarterback, that you end up being able to do that again. But it is way harder to do, to put together the sort of talent that the Chiefs had in that initial run again, right?
Yeah.
They're never going to get another Travis Kelce. You know what I mean? Like
and he's heading towards the end anyway.
Right.
Yes.
So they're going to have to do
that
all
again. They don't have a Tyreek Hill.
No. No,
right?
They don't. Yeah.
Yeah.
And even though everybody was trying to crown Patrick Mahomes as being the next Brady or whatever, he has yet to, he's an amazing player, but like he has not proven that he can do what Tom Brady did.
Oh, without question.
Over 2 decades.
I'll tell you, and I know this is not a Patrick Mahomes topic, but, and I like Patrick Mahomes. Matter of fact, I'm a fan of Patrick Mahomes, but that loss to the Eagles in the Super Bowl, it was more than just a loss. It stopped the three-peat. You've gone from being in that conversation as the GOAT with Tom Brady to you've gone to third. You're not in front of Joe Montana, who was 4-0.
Right.
Right? And go look at his touchdown to interception ratios. And you've been blown out twice in the Super Bowl. Joe Montana never lost the Super Bowl. I can't just put you in front of Joe now. You got to get back up there to be in front of Joe again.
Yeah.
For me.
Yep.
For me.
Well, he did so much. Mahomes did so much in his first 6 years or whatever that it was so felt like unheard of. And he was so spectacular to watch. You felt like it might never end.
Don't get me wrong. I'm walking into your wheelhouse. Patrick Mahomes is a better talent
than
Joe Montana.
Yeah, yeah.
Don't get me wrong.
Yep.
But I can't say his resume is better than Joe Montana's.
It's not.
It's not.
Yeah, it's not.
It just isn't.
215-592-9494. Chris in Delaware. You're on WIP. What's up, Chris?
Hey. Beautiful day of weather, you know, a beautiful day.
Are we doing it, Chris? Chris? Beautiful day of weather?
Come on, Chris. This is the overnight show, bro. Let's go. Let's go, Chris.
But, you know, a beautiful day for the Eagles to be great as usual.
Oh, there you go.
Oh, man. Did they win the Super Bowl?
Yeah.
Looking towards this team and looking towards the season, I do expect that they make it back to the Super Bowl, that they win the Super Bowl, because we look at the offense and we really haven't lost. I mean, we lost an offensive guard who was great. Mekhi Becton turned out to be an absolute gem. A lot of credit to him and the work that he put in to get to the position he was in. But we have trust, right? We have trust in that offensive line that they're going to do it again. We have trust in Saquon Barkley that while, yes, he had a lot of carries, he can reproduce. We have trust in Jalen Hurts that he's going to do his thing. This offense, in my mind, is pat to what it's going to be last year. Obviously, like you guys have talked about some, Saquon may not get as many handoffs. Number one, just so we can have him longer. Number two, because defenses are going to set up to stop the run and force Jalen to throw. But in the biggest matters, when it's mattered the most in the Super Bowl, Jalen has been forced to throw and he's performed great. So I have no doubt that the quarterback will step up into the light and exactly shine as he should. And looking at this defense, yes, we've lost a lot of pieces of veterans that allowed us to lean on for knowledge and allowed us to lean on for experience.
But hold on, and performance. Darius Slay played great last year. CJGJ played well. Josh Sweat played well. Why can I never remember the name of the friggin' tackle?
Milton Williams. Just think of it like Shake Milton.
Yeah, Milton Williams. Milton Williams played well. We lost Brandon Graham, by the way, who was probably the best edge they had for the first half of the year last year. Like, it's, they didn't just lose grandfatherly advice. They lost snaps. They lost, like the whole year. I know Nolan Smith came on, but Josh Sweat was, if you take the entire season, by the way, played the best in the biggest game as well, 2.5 sacks in the Super Bowl. So I'm hopeful for those young players, and this is where we get hope to expect. I'm hopeful for Kelee Ringo. I'm hopeful for Drew Mukuba. Hell, I'm hopeful for Quinyon Mitchell to have another
to not
know,
have a
year.
Sophomore slump
yeah, same
or whatever.
With, same with yep. Cooper DeJean. Mm-hmm. I'm hopeful that Nolan Smith, you know, does what he did more of in the second half of last year. I'm hopeful that Jalix Hunt can take on him. But none of those are expect.
Right.
Zero of them are expect.
What I do expect, though, is energy, is speed, and is even more hunger than last year because these guys are young. They want to continue to be great. They want to continue to be champions. This is not a, oh, hey, like Brandon Graham, he retired. He expected to be great his entire career, and he was. He was amazing. But him retiring, that championship was, wow, you know, this is the moment. I'm ready to retire. These guys, young, quick, energetic, hungry for more championships, not just the one they just won, but to continue to have a repetition of greatness. To say, when I walk into this building, when I'm ready to train, when I'm ready to be great, I'm not just being great because I want to win. I'm being great because I am a champion, and I want to continue to be a champion. I want to continue to produce greatness
Who's your favorite wrestler? Who is your favorite wrestler?
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
It's time for MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run, the official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Host a local event and give kids in your community a chance to compete in the Pitch, Hit, and Run Finals at the 2024 MLB World Series. Sign up for free at pitchhitrun.com.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart. For a healthier you, Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with confidence unleashed.
Bray Wyatt.
Bray Wyatt's a good one.
Who?
Bray Wyatt's a good one.
Who?
Bray Wyatt.
He sounds like you know a lot about wrestling.
Well, it was the last seven or eight years. Okay. Yeah, if you weren't watching the last seven, probably maybe 10 years.
Okay.
Okay. It's just a quick thing. Mm-hmm. The season's got to get here.
Yeah.
The season's got to get here. Yeah. We got to watch a football game.
You struggling?
Well, I'm not struggling. I'm just like, they're young and they're
the
quick and they're hungry.
Yeah.
It's fine.
Yeah.
It's I like the positivity. Yeah. I do. But I feel like I'm having a conversation with 7-year-olds. Like, can we talk in a, can I talk to, what was it, Chris from Delaware? Can I talk to Chris from Delaware? And can I talk about Darius Slay versus Keely Ringo? And can we have a normal conversation about the expectations of Keely Ringo? Like, just a normal, grown-up conversation about Keely. Can we have a, like, dude, I don't want the Eagles to lose to the Cowboys, but maybe if they did, we could have a reasonable conversation about the Philadelphia Eagles. Because since
a little humbling?
Well, dude, you think we're losing to that dumpster fire down there?
Well, maybe.
Like, the dumpster fire was
Dak owns this team.
Yeah, keep it up.
All right. 215-592.
I agree with Spike for what it's worth.
I know you do.
Well, you know, we'll have the conversations, and I appreciate all the positivity. But this is Tell the Truth Thursday. This isn't, you know, Happy Homer Wednesday or whatever. It's Tell the Truth Thursday.
Mm-hmm.
All right. 215-592-9494. You know who's realistic? John Ashdale, the cars are. Mm. And they have a deal right now at Colonial. For Colonial Hyundai Fest, that seems like you're dreaming, seems like you're living in fantasy land. They want you, during Colonial Hyundai Fest, to be able to drive into Colonial in the car that you have now, drive out, and not have your payment go up at all. They have to do a bunch of things to make that happen. They're going to give you 20% off any new Hyundai in stock. That's up to 10 grand. That's helping you out. They have over 300 brand new Hyundais on the lot. They got Santa Fe's, they got Tucson's, they got Elantras, they got Palisades, whatever you need. So that's one thing. They're also going to find a way to get you the best financing anyone's going to get you, as low as 0% on any new Hyundai in stock, plus $6,500 for your trade. All of those things together are going to help you drive out with a payment not higher than you drove in with. And every new Hyundai from Colonial leaves with America's best warranty, a 10-year, 100,000-mile powertrain with Hyundai Assurance, online 24/7, ColonialHyundai.com. Colonial Hyundai Fest, the fast, easy, better way to buy a Hyundai. Ike. So the morning show, specifically Joe DiCamera, has been campaigning on the morning show to release the rest of the footage from the 10th hole of the Fritz DiCamera showdown.
Correct. Yeah, I saw that.
When Jack melted down. Now, like, there's a couple of things going on here. The first thing is, and I'd like to take you to a, and maybe I shouldn't do this, but I'd like it to take you to a conversation that happened off the air between Jack and I guess Rod and Joe DiCamera, when we don't produce the highlight videos or whatever that go out there. So, the Tucker, whoever produced the golf video, and Rod sent the video to Joe and Jack, said, is this okay with you? And Joe said, I want more of Jack's meltdown in the video. Mr. Class, Joe DiCamera.
High Road Hammer.
Mr. High Road Hammer. It wasn't enough for him to win. He wanted more meltdown footage in the video. Right. So then Joe gets embarrassed during baseball, literally embarrassed. He didn't get on base one time. He struck out 5 times in 8 at-bats. He had 3 weak ground balls and a really nice foul ball hitting left-handed. He gets embarrassed. And his reaction is to do 2 things, Ike. The first thing is to say that he's injured, which, by the way, is a setup for him to win tennis and then quit and say that he won. That's what's happening here. So by the way, he's so injured that he's been practicing tennis and playing in golf tournaments.
Right.
So the injury thing is a lie. So that's the first thing. So the first thing he does is he comes up with this lie about an injury. The second thing he does is goes back to the golf and starts demanding that we release the meltdown footage from Jack.
Yeah, I thought we were past this.
Like, what class? We barely even brought it up, the baseball, since we've been back from vacation, right? Barely even brought it up.
Yeah.
But they're still talking about the golf. So they were trying, they're trying to get some sort of challenge and trying to, so you know what Jack did this morning?
Hmm.
He just released the video himself.
Release the video!
There it is. Exactly what everybody said, Jack melting down. But you know what else people saw? Was Joe being a classless fool on the golf course?
Oh.
After every stroke, saying, "Is he lying 4? Is he lying 5? Is this lying 5 or lying 6?" Seeing him being a classless fool on and Jack, Ike, I don't think Joe got the response to the video that he was hoping. The response was, "Wow, Joe seems like a jackass."
Mm.
It wasn't, "Wow, Jack melted down." It was, "Joe seems like a jackass."
Yeah.
So, like, I just wonder. Are we going to handle the rest of this like grown-ups? And because what's going to happen is if Joe wins golf, he's going to like
tennis.
He's not going to run. He's just going to concede running. Which is, in my opinion, unacceptable.
He's going to load manage.
Get ready for the one-on-one basketball.
Yeah.
Because then in that case, why shouldn't Jack just concede tennis and not play tennis? Because he knows he's going to beat him in the race, and he knows he's going to beat him in basketball. Right? I mean, my position is this.
Meanwhile, Rod is like, hold on.
Yes.
No conceding. Rod's trying to put a stop to all this.
That's what I'm saying.
Yes.
If Joe plays tennis, Joe must run the race.
Yes.
Right?
Have you decided what type of running?
I don't think we have.
I don't think we have yet.
Yeah. Okay.
But he must, right? I mean,
I agree.
Jack, yes?
Yes. Yeah.
I know I'm being the mouth. I'm being like sort of the manager in the wrestling or whatever.
This is you.
I'm Bobby the Brain Heenan or whatever.
Scott Boris.
Yes.
Again, you know a lot about wrestling.
I do.
Yeah.
Well, Bobby the Brain Heenan is a legend.
Okay.
I'm mouth of the South Jimmy Hart here. So no.
He doesn't know the difference.
Yeah. No idea who either are.
I want the morning show to know, specifically Joe and the Drifters in the morning, Drifter James and Drifter Rhea. That's not Richie. I have Richie in a different category.
This is really...
Yeah.
That's not necessary.
That if they are going to try to make their show more popular by attaching it to Jack Fritz and the afternoon show...
We're back to that one.
Well, that they are going to have to run through the finish line. So if Joe competes in tennis, Joe's got to run. And now that the whole video thing is out, are we going to do this like class, like grown-ups with class? Or are we going to be tiny little weasel babies? And that's the real question we're asking here. That's the question.
That's right.
That's the question.
Yeah.
Once again, we released the videos.
The video's out.
Nothing to hide.
Yeah. If we're worried about hiding things, I kind of want to see a write-up from Joe's doctor about his injury. If we're hiding things,
should we get the doctor on the air?
Yeah, I would love to talk to the doctor. If we're hiding things, I want to find out why these events are 6 weeks apart.
Now, is that a HIPAA violation if we bring the doctor on?
No,
it could be.
Well, it's the doctor's HIPAA violation. We can't violate HIPAA.
I thought
Michelangelo told us we could.
Yeah, no, he could, but we could. Oh, man, that was one of the greatest moments of Carlin and Reese right there.
I barely know what HIPAA is, but I do think we should try to get the doctor on for the three-hour visit he had.
Yes, to find out.
On the camera's groin.
Well, there's got to be, the NovaCare folks can get us a doctor to talk about it, right?
Well, sure. I know, but I want his doctor.
Oh, I would love to talk to his doctor. Let's release the tapes.
Release the tapes.
Let's release the tapes.
Yeah, just get all. Yeah, release.
Release the tapes.
Yeah.
I want to see the needle that went in his groin.
Mm. I took
see
a needle in the ass.
Yep,
that
was there it is. 215-592-9494. Justin in Glassboro, you're on WIP.
That display by Joe DeCamera was absolutely classless.
The video, you mean? Yeah.
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 I expected nothing else from Joe DeCamera.
Yeah.
It's just like a Dallas Cowboy, or I can relate to this one, an Ohio State Buckeye and how they act pregame when they're gloating all the time.
Yeah.
And it was absolutely awful. And Jack, you just won so many people over by releasing that, and I hope you beat Joe down.
Yeah, he's a man. Jack's a man of honor, you know?
Trying to be.
Yeah,
he's a man of honor. Do they have that in the morning? I don't know if they have that in the morning. I know Jack's a man of honor, and I would love to get the morning show on a lie detector, but I would love to ask James on a lie detector, do you think Joe DeCamera's a man of honor? I would love to ask Rhea, do you think Joe DeCamera's a man of honor?
Well, she would say no.
Well, yeah, so well, that's a good point. Yeah, she would tell the truth. It would just be no. All right, Justin, do you expect the Eagles to win the Super Bowl, or do you hope? Or to get to the Super Bowl? Let's just go get to.
I expect them to get to the Super Bowl. Right. I don't expect them to win it, necessarily. Okay. I think... got a lot of pieces that are coming together, especially with, like, I mean, no one expected Jahad Campbell to be ready for training camp. And, I mean, look where he's at. And I think the camaraderie and chemistry that all they have with the Georgia boys and the Alabama boys, it's going to work out again this season. So, I really do.
Yeah, here's what I'm nervous about with the Eagles. I would be three things. Number one would be Super Bowl hangover. Easy, you know, you could say I'm just trolling, whatever. It happens to everybody. Super Bowl hangover. Second thing I'm worried about would be Saquon Barkley holding up through the season, given the amount of touches he had last year. And the third thing I would be worried about would be the number of young players on defense that we are expecting to step up in place of established veterans. And those three things are the things that I think they are up against, and I think it's three big things.
Yeah, for sure. I can definitely see that. I mean, you could also make the counter argument where they might get better with younger guys. Just like, I mean, look at college. Like, no one expected Michigan to beat Ohio State last year, and they came in and shot them in the shoe. So no one really expected that either. So you could, I was thinking the same thing with Saquon. Can he get through a full season? I saw it last year. He got through a full season. So I saw it. So I'm a firm believer that he can get through another full season.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I hope so. I mean, Ike has talked a lot about Saquon in the Hall of Fame. I think if he is able to follow up a 500-plus touch season, 2,000 yards, most yards in the history of the league, rushing yards, mm-hmm. you know, beginning to end, yep. with another, like, let's not put 2,000 on him, like with a 1,600-yard great season or yep. something, he would...
I said I'll take 1,400 rushing yards.
Yeah, it would be, especially if he doesn't miss many games.
Right.
And you know what? The real thing with Saquon is it's not going to be the number. It's going to be the eye test.
Yep.
It's like, are we going to get those huge plays again?
Is he
again?
Still explosive?
Yeah. Yeah. And I think if he was to follow up last season with another great season, yeah. that's when I think this the Hall of Fame thing becomes like a real conversation.
Yeah. If there's any indication of what the season will be like based on what he looked like yesterday in shorts and T-shirts, my goodness. I mean, I haven't seen a set of thighs like that ever, man. What's he been doing all summer? Everything is hard.
Was it like when you saw Lizardo's arms?
It was.
Yeah.
Yeah, it was just like that. Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
I didn't see any video of Saquon yet.
You didn't see Saquon?
No, no.
Oh,
he looked good?
Oh, yeah. Well, they just had him, walking onto the field. And I just immediately went to the thighs for some reason.
Yeah, well, listen, I'm a Cavsman, you're a thighsman.
Well,
what is
his
AJ.
Thighs? Him and the Dillon kid.
AJ Dillon.
AJ Dillon.
Yes. JT's calves, Saquon's thighs. Yeah.
Well, the combination, the physical condition of AJ and Saquon,
yeah.
those two guys,
that's nice.
Is outrageous.
That's nice.
Justin, for next question today, for 4 tickets to the Eagles public practice, who is your favorite wrestler of all time?
I think you have to go with John Cena. He just broke the 17 title championship that's never been done before. He's gone through several different gimmicks, carried the company through
yep.
several different eras, the PG era,
yep.
Just turning heel recently.
Turn heel, there it is!
No
Did you see that?
So, no one ever expected that.
Well, he started as a heel.
Didn't see it coming.
Started as a heel. The whole rap
game. Yeah. The whole basic Thuganomics thing was one of the greatest things that he's ever seen. And,
Thuganomics?
I mean,
yeah. I didn't see.
Going down the whole like recent feud with like CM Punk and all of his once-in-a-lifetime matches again, it's a great end to his career. So.
Yeah, Spike was just talking about it.
I was not just talking about it. All right, Justin. Yeah, I mean, Cena's a guy that was a bit with the kids. The kids love Cena. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like, he's one of those guys who was a good guy for so long. I think he probably, in like the newer era, is the closest thing to Hogan.
Oh, yeah?
In terms of
that big?
Well, in terms of how big he was with kids, and how big he was with kids as a good guy.
Right.
You know what I mean? Like, yeah. they always start as bad guys, like The Rock. You start as a bad guy, you become so, because it's easier to be a guy on the mic as a bad guy.
Oh, yeah.
And then you get
it's
so
better.
Popular as a bad yeah. guy, then they make you a good guy. But Cena's run was pretty long.
Okay.
Yeah, yeah. Well, I'm sorry, Jack. It was a long
no,
run.
No, I know. He's unbelievable.
Yeah.
Did you know he turned heel?
I know he turned heel.
He did the jorts and the flannel.
He did the jorts. Yeah.
Yeah, not a big fan of that look.
Not a Cena guy.
Not a big fan of that look. You're going to be a wrestler.
Yeah.
You know, I prefer you just wear
the tights. Yep.
Second, you give me the long pants.
Yep.
And then third, the onesie.
The onesie. Like
yeah.
Bret the Hitman Hart
yeah,
was the onesie.
Yeah.
Yep.
Yeah.
Didn't mean to take another guy, but
yeah.
you can make it.
But I don't like the regular clothes that's sort of ripped up.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's not an outfit.
Yeah, you're a wrestler.
Give me the Nature Boy, man, with the
yes.
robe coming.
Oh, woo!
Yeah, give me that, man.
Another fraud.
Yeah. Ric Flair?
Nature Boy? He drives me nuts.
Oh,
come on. I love Nature Boy, man.
Ring Bowl? I think two-time Ring Bowl? Nature Boy? Or at least once. He was definitely one.
I think he was the last one, wasn't he?
Let me tell you, Nature Boy's still
second
going, too.
He wasn't an asshole.
I'm surprised he's still here.
He is.
Nice.
I'm just saying.
He might need some blue.
I'm surprised. I'd be shocked if he doesn't already have his.
Yeah,
block.
I'm sure he's got a backpack.
Everything is hard.
Yep. Coming up next.
Where'd that come from? Well, hold up.
You said that about 20 minutes ago.
when did I say that?
When
for?
Did he say it?
Well, Spike said, "Yeah, it's hard to go back," and Ike goes,
"Everything is hard."
Just when I was starting to say the drop board might be cooked.
There it is. It's back.
I took a needle in the ass.
All right. You know, one of the Phillies' trade targets has hit two home runs already today.
Hell yeah.
We will talk about that and trade deadline talk coming up next in the High Hopes Jackie Baseball Report. It is Tell the Truth Thursday. Do you hope the Eagles get back to the Super Bowl or do you expect it? 215-592-9494. This is the WIP Afternoon Show with Ike, Spike, and Fritz.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Baseball's number one digital destination is the MLB app. And this app's got game. Like game highlights, live games, fantasy games, and more.
The gem of a game!
This is baseball your way. With stats, scores, breaking news, and daily custom content that hits every time.
A monster shot!
Because here, you choose the teams and pick the players you want to follow.
All year long.
So when they catch it on the field,
what a catch!
You catch it on the MLB app. Download today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.